It's a Disruption Zone MidiCast. All right, everybody's talking about Brian Williams and Mara Gay. Brian Williams with MSNBC. Mara Gay is on the editorial board of the New York Times. They were having a conversation about Bloomberg having spent close to $500 million on a failed bid for the Democratic nomination for president. Listen to this stunning audio.
Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I've got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads, U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics.
It's true. It's disturbing. What's disturbing is the fact that Mara Gay, who is an editorial board member of the New York Times, doesn't know the math that she just tried to quote. Actually, it's not $1 million that Bloomberg could have sent to all of us. It's $1.50. About $1.50. $1.50. That's what they could send us. That's what Bloomberg could send us. This is so ridiculous. And I love the fact that Brian Williams clearly had prepared for this. Yeah, when I read it last night and I did the math, this is insane. Here's why this is such a big deal, right? Look, I've been on national TV before and I get it. I'm occasionally called upon to be a pundit on a national TV network. Now, this was MSNBC. Thanks to Mediaite for grabbing that clip for everybody. I've been occasionally called upon to be a pundit on a national TV network. I'm always afraid that in the heat and pressure of the moment, I'll make some stupid comment that will go viral in a negative way. But there's no excuse for what happened here. We all make mistakes. But this was bigger than that. The fact that they showed the tweet while discussing it shows that they had prepared ahead of time, which Brian Williams indicates when he says, "When I read it last night." Which means multiple people saw the tweet, and none of them recognized the math was wrong. A little inside baseball here about TV. The guest would have told the producers that she wanted to make this point ahead of time. The host would have been aware as well, and the director would have been in the loop. This wasn't an off-the-cuff remark or reference. This was planned. They planned to show this tweet and to discuss the point that the tweeter made. And yet no one in this chain of events recognized how badly the math was off. Believe me, in a national network news production, there are multiple layers of eyes that see this stuff and make decisions about it. These are the people who are deliberately trying to influence our nation to the hard left under the guise of objective news and journalism. That's why this is more than a simple mistake. The entire enterprise failed, from producers, directors, editors, and finally the pundit and anchor. It was complete journalistic malpractice. That pundit should never be allowed on the network again. And frankly, if I was the New York Times, I would seriously consider whether I want someone that stupid sitting on our board, let alone making national public appearances using the New York Times institution as their credibility badge. And as for Brian Williams, well, most of us know he's an empty paper bag anyway. But still, should he be allowed to broadcast the news this irresponsibly? By the way, the original tweeter was a contributor to the Washington Post, according to her own Twitter page. And now she's taken her Twitter page private. So no less than three major news organizations have totally been shamed by this incident. This comes as no surprise. It's what we've known for several years now. The once great Fourth Estate, the journalists we expect to hold our government accountable, is dying right before our eyes. Pathetic. This has been a minicast from the DisruptionZone.com.